Bertram, hi, it's me. I'm just calling to let you know that we are starting to get a trickle of more SCPs to record. I've sent you the email with the listings we want, so please make sure to get those done as quick as you can. Obviously, people are requesting them, so they are needed. And we've also been getting some additional help from other departments. And as I said, I'm definitely looking into getting, you know, updated titles and raises for you and Florence. And we'll see if we can get some other people on the team as well. If you have any questions or concerns, as always, you can reach me by phone or by email. I am going to be in and out of the office over the next couple days, so you won't be able to come to my office as usual, but you know I'll get back to you when I can. So thank you for your hard work, and you have a great day. Bye now.
Okay, so I've got a few of these SCPs to record today. I've got the cages clean, food's good, got these papers to read for the SCPs. Bertrand?
Yeah?
Why are you lying in the garden?
My doctor said I have to get more vitamin D.
So you do that by laying with the plants?
This is the only room in the building that has sunlights.
True. Are you photosynthesizing then?
No, but technically humans require vitamin D to live. Therefore, laying in the dirt.
That's true. Have you also considered multivitamins?
This is easier.
All right, if you say so, I'm just gonna go set up over here and do some of the recordings. You know, the director threw some pages at me, and, you know, I also printed a couple out myself because, well, if I'm gonna be stuck doing this, I'm gonna do the ones that I wanna do. So there.
I'll just be over here. Ignore me.
All right. Okay. Let's get, Let's get set up here and get our stuff. Okay, drink there. Get the papers and, okay. All right. This is Florence J. recording for the SCP Accessibility Program. I'm going to be recording SCP-5091 today, formerly Euclid. Now considered safe. Hey, Bertrand?
What?
Do I read the parts that have been semi-redacted? Like, crossed out?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just notate that. Special containment procedures, crossed out until I say so. SCP-5091 is to be contained within a standard humanoid containment cell with an attached bathroom. A wall of SCP-5091's containment unit is to be converted into a mirror. All personnel that come into contact with SCP-5091 are to give compliments toward its current appearance and are to remain respectful when interacting with it. SCP-5091 is to be monitored 24 hours a day by staff with a level 2 clearance or above. If SCP-5091 is observed peeling its flesh back and emerging from it, a team of D-Class is to be immediately sent into its cell to perform the Casa Mutato D procedure. Ugh. Alright, that's the end of the strikeout.
Don't forget the footnote.
You mean this little... Oh, right. C-Log 5. Okay, footnote 1, C-Log 5. Do I read that now or later?
Later.
Okay, footnote 1, C-Log 5. SCP-5091 is to be contained at Site 10 and given Level 3 access. Staff should monitor SCP-5091 and watch for any anomalous activity, including tearing of its flesh, excessive leakage of blood, or bone protrusions. Once per week, SCP-5091 is to undergo testing by a site psychologist to ensure its mental state is sound. In the case that separation of SCP-5091 and its current flesh occurs, previous containment procedures should be reinstated. Yeah, well, I had to deal with it before then. Description: SCP-5091 is a sapient human skeleton, approximately 1.8 meters tall and weighing 2.5 kilograms, when not encompassed by skin and flesh. It moves in a consistent manner to that of a human muscular system, despite the lack of any muscles or flesh. SCP-5091 speaks a form of Old English that seems to be consistent with the language used in the early 1800s. Most notably is its anomalous ability to grab a hold of any humanoid flesh and stretch it out past its original elasticity, breaking the bonds that normally attach it to the bone. SCP-5091 will peel the flesh from the human until it has entirely removed the flesh from the skeleton. In all instances recorded of this occurring, both the skeleton and the flesh were completely removed and fully intact. The skeletal remains consist of only bone and cartilage, with no other tissue, organs, or even the nervous system. The rest of the body slumps down into a mass of skin and organs. SCP-5091 will only do this when in its skeletal form. Immediately after removal of the flesh from the skeleton, SCP-5091 will proceed to stretch and pull the mass of flesh over the top of itself like donning a jumper. Oh, could they have described that in any other way?
Why are you reading this one?
Because I had to deal with the jerk the other day, and I figured I might as well get it officially recorded.
I hate this.
I mean, it's definitely not the worst one I've ever heard of. At least this one doesn't, like, liquidize you or something.
True.
You know, at least, you know, ugh, whatever, let's just keep going. Once this process is complete, SCP-5091 is visually almost identical to the original human. On close inspection, several unnatural lumps can be seen where organs did not fit correctly, and the skin around the eyes and mouth will be offset slightly. This ability has not been observed occurring since the consciousness linkage experiment. Footnote 2, an unauthorized experiment self-performed by Dr. Redacted, see log 7, caused SCP-5091's consciousness to merge with that of its current flesh host, Dr. Redacted. Oh, could they please call it anything else?
What, do you not like flesh?
No, but calling it a flesh host just seems, I don't know, disrespectful?
I mean, what else would you call it?
Willing flesh donator?
That still makes it a flesh. It's the word flesh, Florence.
I don't mind flesh. I deal with flesh all day.
The word flesh is what makes it sound terrible.
Let's just stop saying flesh. Anyway. Initial discovery transcript. This is log addendum 5091. Let me start that again. Addendum 5091.1 discovery. Initial discovery transcript. Date 25th of May, 2019. Location, United States, New York, Staten Island. Present, SCP-5091, Agent Markov, and MTF Pi-1. Forward. The Foundation received several reports from New York of people going missing, their skeletons being found days later with only blood and no signs of flesh. Agent Markov is sent in with the Mobile Task Force Pi-1, air quotes, in parentheses, City Slickers, to administer amnestics and contain whatever anomaly was causing this. They were able to track down the anomaly, now classified as SCP-5091, to a residence in Staten Island. Begin log. There it is. The blood trail is going into the residence. Former perimeter, 12 meters back from it.
Yes, sir.
Agent Shaw and Agent Kenneth, you're with me. The rest of you, zap anything that tries to leave that is not us. A door opens and slams shut, followed by 15 minutes of silence.
What is taking them so long? Should we...
Multiple human screams are heard coming from the residence.
What is that? Get ready to shoot, men!
Agent Markov emerges from the structure and walks up to the lead MTF agent. Ah, there you gentlemen are. Unfortunately, the target has escaped.
Escaped? How? The perimeter has not been broken.
It just disappeared, all right. I order you all to return to the base immediately.
Are you feeling all right, Agent Markov? You seem unwell.
I am fine. Return to the base at once. That is an order.
Of course, sir. We will just need you to verify the mission code phrase and we can be on our way.
Oh, the code phrase. Right. Well, it seems to have slipped my mind. Fancy that.
It happens to the best of us, sir, but unfortunately we will have to take you into custody. Just until we can verify nothing is wrong with you. It's protocol, after all.
Oh, bother. All right, if you must. End log. Closing statement. The team apprehended, air quotes, Agent Markov, and proceeded to search the residence. They found 3 skeletons on the floor, along with 2 piles of flesh and organs. 2 of the skeletons and piles of flesh were later tested positive for their DNA of the 2 missing MTF agents. Rest in peace. The 3rd skeleton's DNA matched that of Agent Markov. Further DNA tests on Agent Markov, now known to be SCP-5091, confirmed that it was wearing his actual flesh. Ugh. All right. And here's log 2, interview A transcript. Date, 15th of June, 2019. Location, Site 10, Wing D, Interrogation Room 3. Interviewed, SCP-5091. Interviewer, Dr. Daniels. Forward, SCP-5091 is interviewed after initial containment. Begin log.
Welcome to our containment site. Do you know why you are here?
Well, sir, by the look of this room, I assume that I have been detained by the police. For what reason, I cannot imagine. Are you an officer?
Something like that. Can you tell me why you attacked Agent Markov and his team when he initiated contact with you on the 25th of May?
Attacked someone? My word, no. A gentleman such as I would never attack anyone. I was simply growing tired of my skin suit. And when I saw 3 new ones delivered right to my door, I had to try them on immediately.
Skin suit? Is that what you call us?
Well, of course. Might I be so bold as to say, your skin suit is looking very fine today. You wouldn't mind if I tried you on, would you? SCP-5091 is seen reaching forwards towards Dr. Daniels.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. We have 100,000 volts of electricity ready to hit you if you try and...
Electrical sounds mixed with human screams lasting for about 15 seconds. End log. Closing statement, SCP-5091 was hit with... it's 100,000 volts of electricity, quickly melting all the flesh off its body. Oof. However, SCP-5091 remained unhindered in its skeletal form. It was able to move through the electrical field and pull Dr. Daniel's skin from his skeleton and put it on. Unfortunate. Addendum 5091.2, updated 2019-07-27. Log 3, incident transcript. Date 29th of June, 2019. Location, Site 10, Wing B, Containment Room 5091. Present, Agent Mark Knox, SCP-5091, Site Guards. Okay, begin log. Agent Knox. SCP-5091, please cease your current action and return to your bunk.
My word, are you watching me? You do know that it is very rude for you to watch a gentleman while he is changing, don't you?
Stop removing your skin at once. Stop. Audibly loud flesh-popping sound.
Ah, now to find a new skin suit. It seems that you are not very hospitable here. Not a single change of apparel was provided.
Call doctors right away. SCP-5091's behavior has changed.
Cell cam. From the cell cam of 5091-A, 2 D-class guards enter the cell to restrain SCP-5091.
Ah, there we go. I see you have sent me a few spare skin suits. I judged this place too swiftly. I apologize.
Step away from the flesh pile and return to your bunk. Sulcam 5091-A. SCP-5091 moves towards the D-class and is fired upon and hit with several rounds of ammo. It's not going down, man! It's invincible! Run! Cellcam 5091-A. A D-class flees the room, but SCP-5091 grabs a second one. Human screams lasting 30 seconds.
I think this skin suit should work well. Many thanks!
End log. Addendum. SCP-5091 peeled the flesh from the guard and proceeded to pull the mass of skin and organs over its own skeletal body. 5091's bone and skeletal structural appears to be high tensile and will not be damaged by conventional means. Restrictions should be put in place to limit human contact with 5091. Log 4, Interview B, Transcript. Date, 15th of July, 2019. Location, Site 10, Wing D, Interrogation Room 6. Interviewed, SCP-5091. Interviewer, Dr. Redacted. Forward. An interview is performed to try and ascertain more about SCP-5091 and its origins. Begin log.
I apologize for the lack of a physical in-person interview. After the events of your last interview, I think this is for the best.
I should refuse to answer any of your questions. You are no gentleman. Locking me away without a skin suit to wear and now insulting me with this voice-only interview.
I know how it must seem, but we cannot allow you to just kill anyone you want for this skin. It would in fact be ungentlemanly of us if we let you hurt anyone.
Sir, you are not making any sense. The skin suits I wear don't wish it otherwise. How can one harm the apparel that they wear?
Would you at least be able to wear the same skin suit indefinitely or for a long period of time? Why do you need to replace your skin so frequently?
What a horrible notion. Not only would I grow tired of it, but think of all the other skin suits out there. So many of them to try on. What a waste of my existence would be if I could not display the craftsmanship of skin suits.
Tell you what, I think we can come to a compromise. If you agree to answer my questions, I will give you my word that we will provide you with a skin suit afterward. Deal?
I will take the deal under the stipulation that you do not view me when I am without a skin suit. It is humiliating.
All right. During the interview, we will both be voice only, I promise.
Excellent. A gentleman's word is the most powerful thing he has. Ask me anything.
First of all, do you not destroy your skin suits when you discard them for a new one?
My word! I am affronted by that, sir! I display my skin suits for plenty of time before finishing with them. I am elevating their very existence. The tailor of such a work of art could not ask for a better show of his masterpiece.
Can you tell me where you come from?
Certainly. I hail from the land of Neverment, a wonderful place where I can relax after my travels. Footnote 3. A location existing outside baseline reality bordering the city of Alagada.
The Neverment. I've heard of this place. Never been there, though.
What a pity. Its beauty is unmatched. You will have to visit sometime.
Maybe one day. Can you tell me how you came to be in our city of New York?
I simply caught the midnight train from station... Redacted. To New York. The trip was uneventful and only lasted a few years. Footnote 4. The train is believed to be SCP-052.
Years, you say? Is that not a long period of time for you?
Not at all, sir. I was quite surprised by how quick the trip was. It can often take several hundred years to reach one's destination on the midnight train.
Quite interesting. Can you elaborate more on how this midnight train works?
Maybe later, but for now I think that was quite enough. I'm anxious to get into my new skin suit.
Very well. I will have you return to your containment cell and one sent in immediately.
Thank you, good sir. I cannot wait. End log. Closing statement. Questioning of SCP-5091 has proven valuable as it seems to have knowledge of other anomalies. Most notably is SCP-5091's home city that is referred to as Neverment, and the midnight train it travels on. Unfortunately, SCP-5091 seems to only cooperate with Foundation staff while wearing a human's flesh, referring to it as a skin suit. SCP-5091 seems to view humans as we would a garment to be worn and shown off, then discarded. There must be a way we can show its effect on people. Decommissioned. Procedure Casa Mutatio D. Forward, due to the fact that SCP-5091 refuses to divulge any useful information while in a skeletal state, the site director ordered that a containment procedure to keep 5091 contained while containment be established. Containment procedure to keep 5091 content while contained be established. Dr. Redacted requested permission to attempt the experimental C-Link procedure on SCP-5091, but the request was denied. Procedure. This procedure is performed by a team of D-Class and closely monitored by Level 2 personnel. The team of D-Class will enter the containment unit with cleaning equipment and stand in a linear formation facing SCP-5091. 5091 will look them over and eventually choose one of them as a replacement for its discarded flesh. It will proceed to remove all flesh from the chosen D-Class skeleton and discard it on the floor. It will then take the mass of skin and organs previously known as the D-Class and pull it over the top of its own skeletal body. Once the process is completed, the remaining D-Class will use the cleaning equipment to remove those discarded... D-Class will use the cleaning equipment to remove the discarded skeleton and tissue and dispose of them. Addendum 5091.3, Update 2020-03-10. Dr. Redacted's Journal Entry A, Date 12th of January 2020. Entry.
I have been carefully monitoring sessions with SCP-5091 as it divulges information. Brain activity has been detected from SCP-5091 during periods when it is wearing a skin suit and none when in its skeletal form. I have determined that any humanoid SCP-5091 uses as its skin suit remains conscious and retains the sensory ability. The levels of brain activity in the parietal lobe indicate that subjects made to encompass SCP-5091 experience extreme levels of prolonged neuralgia. After SCP-5091 discards a flesh mass for a new target, all brain activity ceases within minutes. I cannot stand by as the site director allows so many people to be tortured and killed by SCP-5091 in the pursuit of knowledge. All observations of SCP-5091 point to it being benevolent and simply not comprehending its effect on the people it kills. There is an experimental method of forcing two consciousnesses to link, allowing them to access the thoughts of each other. Unfortunately, the usage of C-Link with an unstable SCP is strictly forbidden. I have sent in requests to the director and the O5 Council to attempt its utilization on SCP-5091. Each time, the requests have been immediately denied. I fear that my only recourse is to take it into my own hands and perform the experiment without authorization. If I am able to access said method without drawing scrutiny, I believe that I can integrate it into a chip to be used in a human subject's brain. This, in theory, would allow a bond to be formed with the subject's consciousness and SCP-5091's, causing it to experience the same thing its victims do. The only problem is that without approval, I would have no D-class available to attempt this experiment on.
Consciousness Linkage Experiment Transcript. Date 25th of February 2020. Location, Site 10, Wing D, Testing Room 13. Subjects, SCP-5091, Doctor, Redacted. Microchip known as C-Link-03 will be implanted in a human brain. Once complete, SCP-5091 will be told to remove the human's flesh and it over its skeletal structure. Once this is complete, the microchip will activate and should establish a consciousness link between the subject and SCP-5091. Begin log.
All right, it's on. Do you understand exactly what you need to do after I implant the chip into my brain?
I do, sir. I am to put you on as my new skin suit. Might I add that it is an honor to finally wear you?
Yeah. Let's just hope the C-Link 03 works. Otherwise, this will all have been in vain.
Whatever you say, sir.
I am now inserting the chip into my brain, utilizing a pre-programmed robotic surgery arm with an attached needle.
Mechanical noise mixed with a few painful grunts from Dr. Redacted. Implant inserted successfully. Time elapsed, 30 minutes, 43 seconds. Doctor? Doctor? My word, he is out cold. Well, no time to waste. I did promise to wear his skin suit. Audibly loud, fleshy sounds. There we are. This skin suit will suit me SCP-5091 suddenly breaks off and gives out loud screams of pain, lasting a total of 75 minutes. End log. Addendum. Dr. Redacted was found lying on the floor of testing room 13 by staff several hours later. He was brought to the hospital wing, where they discovered he was actually SCP-5091 and quickly recontained him. Dr. Bones' journal entry B. Date, 2nd of March, 2020. Entry.
After experiencing the pain firsthand that the human subjects do when their skeleton is removed, SCP-5091 has sworn to never perform a flesh removal on a human again. While we do both share single consciousness now, SCP-5091 is still able to control the movement, while I allow it to experience all the human emotions and senses. There were several weeks of turmoil where our consciousnesses fought for dominance. However, SCP-5091 and I have been able to come to a mutual agreement. We will work together as one being and perform our duties for the Foundation. SCP-5091 is a rather nice fellow once you get to know him. The Foundation was skeptical of our ability to work in tangent. However, over the last few months, we have convinced them of our ability. The site director was rather upset when he learned of my insubordination, classified me as dead, and redacted my name from all Foundation documents. The staff of Site 10 colloquially nicknamed us Dr. Bones, a name I am growing rather fond of. One intriguing side effect of my merging with SCP-5091 is my ability to access its memories. While it is still hard for me to comprehend them, in time I should be able to learn more about 5091 and its origins.
Wow, that was, I've heard of Dr. Bones, but I've never actually met them myself. That was, interesting.
Don't forget to do an outro.
Right. Let's see, okay, thanks for your help, Bertrand.
Yeah, I'm laying in the dirt again.
Okay, I should be able to handle the next few ones myself. They're pretty simple, and they're ones I'm a little more familiar with.
Okay, dirt nap time.
That's not,
dirt nap.
All right. Okay. Maybe they're actually part meerkat. Anyway. This has been Florence, reading for the SCP, accessibility program and compliance. I'm going to be reading a few more of these anyway. Thank you for, listening, and, have a nice day.
Thank you for listening to SCP Research Archives. SCP number 5091 was written by, I'm assuming, Doc Bones, considering they're the first person under the history tab, but there's not actually any person credited on the page. All SCP content is shared under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Like 3.0 license. The theme song is Night of Chaos by Kevin MacLeod, used under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Sound effects are from freesound.org. Bertrand is played by me. The Archives Director is played by Redacted. And Florence is played by Kit.
Hi!
You can find Kit at Abby Archives and on Tumblr at Kitsy in a Box.